Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to take a moment here to welcome you to our special edition of Blog Talk Radio, Granny's Place. We having a prayer for our nation tonight. We would like to invite you into our prayer circle here. At number is 310-982-4126. Again, at number is 310-982-4126. And after we go before God with songs and hymns, then we'll come and we'll start our prayer circle. Please feel free to call in. God bless you.
Thank you so much for tonight for joining us. We are here tonight to lift up praises to our God. We have started this week out with prayer. We're just giving prayers all this week and thanking God for his goodness and asking him to heal our nation, our illnesses, our sickness, our high officials. Just we're in prayer for everything this week. So if you would like to give a prayer tonight, dial 310-982-4126, and we will be happy to receive you tonight. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and let you know that God says, pray without ceasing. Pray always. Pray for what you need. Pray for what you want. Seek him first, and all things will be added to you. So we just want to give him the glory tonight. We want to thank him through prayer. You know, prayer is just a conversation with God. It's just like you talking to me or me talking to someone else, me talking to Beverly. Hi, Beverly.
Hello.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were there with me tonight. I'm letting the people know that prayer is essential. It's the way we talk to God. It's the way we communicate with God. It's the way we tell God what we want and tell him what we need. Well, you know, he gives us what we need, but sometimes if we pray with our supplication, we can get a little bit of what we want. So, that is what we're trying to do tonight. We have so many things going on in this world right now. We have cops being killed. We have wars going on. We have bombings overseas. We have children being murdered. We have sex trafficking. We have all manner of things going on, and we need to pray. God says if we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways and He will heal the land. So if we all just went into a corporate prayer, I'm just believing that he will do come to us and heal us and heal our land and give us peace and give us hope and take care of us. But we've got to stand together. We've got to do this thing on one accord. You know, President Beverly, who had the vision God dropped in her spirit earlier this week, we were just having a conversation, and she just said, "You know what? We ought to just have a prayer week." And I said, "You know what? I think you're right." So that is the reason why we came up with this tonight and all this week, because we want to come together. He said, "Where one or two are gathered in my name, in the midst that I will be." And we believe that, don't we, Beverly?
Amen.
We believe
that
prayer changes things. We believe that God is so mighty, he's so great, he's so good, he's so big, he's so awesome, he's so powerful, he's so omnipotent, he's so everywhere, that he can just do anything that we ask and believe. He can. He can do it. But we've got to petition heaven. We've got to pray his word to him. We've got to give him glory. We've got to trust him. We've got to have faith in him. We've got to just love him more than we love anything in this world and glorify him. And he will answer us. He will answer. If we stop having these idol gods and worshiping what we have, these nice homes and these big cars and these big churches and these highfalutin positions, and worshiping all those idols, we could hear from God. We could. You know, as Christians, you know, we're not supposed to be involved and take idol gods like that to ourselves. So if we just humble ourselves, if we just go ahead and just tell the Lord, we're sorry, we repent, we want to do better, we want to be better, he'll hear us. He will answer us. He'll give us the strength and the courage to just be blessed. He will bless us. So that's my little spiel tonight on prayer. Beverly, do you have any words of encouragement tonight or anything that you want to tell us?
Well, I have the book of Psalms. I wanted to read Psalms 26 and 27.
Okay, go right ahead.
Psalms 26 is the Psalm of David. He said, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so I will compass thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hand is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine in integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord." David's song of confidence is the Psalm of 27. I really like this psalm because it does fill you with confidence and it gives you hope. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life,
Hallelujah.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Lord, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, such as a breath out of cruelty. I have fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, wait upon the Lord. We have to just remember today that regardless of what we hear around us, what we see is going on around us, we have to hold on to hope. And we have to know that God is there. He's here. He's all around us. And regardless of what's going on, we have to wait on the Lord. We have to have hope that God will see us through this, that he will change the hearts of men. And we have to just go and do what he tells us to do. And that's pray. That's come together. And sometimes God allows situations like this to make us understand that all the good times and the beauties and all this stuff that we're doing in this country, that's not what life is all about. We're not, it seems like in this country we're just full of having fun and good times, and when there are people around the world that are suffering, our whole goal here is to just have a good time every day. But sometimes God allows things to happen to us, for things to come our way, to bring us back to reality, to go back to doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that's taking care of each other, not being in love with money and cars and all the stuff that we can accumulate. But it's our responsibility to take care of one another. And maybe if we start sharing and carrying the list a little bit more, then some of this pain that some of these people are going through, we can reach out and we can calm them down. We can give them hope again and let them know that God yet lives. Well, we're so preoccupied today with things and pleasures, and we forget about the other needs that people have, the people out here hungry and they're starving, people out here with girls being sold by their, not only by their pimps, but also by their parents. We have children around the world that don't have clean water, don't have shoes. People are dying of different diseases all the day. But we're so focused on gambling and parties and good times that we're not meeting the needs of our world. So take a moment through all this tragedy that we've gone through, and take a moment and sit back and see, how can you help somebody else? How can you help a veteran who's come back from war, and maybe talk to him and give him some love and comfort and let him know that we stand behind him? Let a policeman know that we don't all dislike policemen because we're black and they're white, or they're white and we're black, whatever. But we stand behind them to do their job, to do the job that they swore to do. And as long as they do their job, we'll stand behind them. But we just got to give each other hope. We can't let our children grow up so angry that they just want to hurt somebody, that they can't learn how to control their tempers, they can't learn how to have a conversation with someone without it becoming a situation. So just remember that God yet lives and there is hope. Let's help each other. Let's meet the needs of our fellow citizens and not just walk off and say, that's not my problem. We are our brother's keepers. And let's stand together and pray. that together we can come together and be a nation, a strong nation, that where we help one another and we can help men and women and children around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, oh, glorious King of Kings, Lord of Lords, oh, God, we come right now thanking you for this day. God, we thank you that we woke up this morning and we were clothed in our right mind. God, we thank you this morning when we woke up, we had life, health, and strength. Father, we were breathing. We had the activity of our limbs. We had food on our table. We had clothes to put on our back. And most of all, dear God, we had the knowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for all of this and all of our sins, God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, and we thank you. If we had a million tongues, we could not thank you enough. Gracious Master, we just come tonight just saying thank you for everything big, everything little, everything good, everything bad. Father, just for everything. Father, we ask and we bless our enemies today. God, we bless those who despitefully use us, dear God. We just lift up all of those who have a contrary to your word, Father. We just ask you to keep them, God. We pray for our enemies across the land and across the country, dear God. We pray for those bombing people that want to just blow up stuff just for no reason at all, just because of their hatred, God. Father, we lift them up to you tonight, dear God. We ask that you change their minds, dear God. We ask that you go into their hearts, dear God, and make them not hard-hearted, God. Father, we just ask that you just reverse them, their hearts, and make them loving and kind, and make them see the error of their ways, dear God. Father, we know that your word has to be fulfilled, but God, you can change it. You changed it for Moses when he told you about it, because we know that you are sovereign, God, but we know that you are forgiving, God. We know that you are caring, God. Father, we just ask that you just go into the land and the countries that are being bombed. Heal them, God. Heal them, dear Jesus. Keep them, Lord. Change their minds, God. Be with them, God. Let them see that that is not necessary or loving or kind or your will, God, for them to have so much hatred build up, Father, that they'll kill themselves and everybody else, Lord. Please, Jesus, be with them. Please keep them, God. Please help them, God. Oh, Father, and we ask that you be with the higher-ups today, dear God, those people that run the countries, dear God, those people that are in presidential election today, God, Father, tonight I pray for Donald Trump. God, I ask you to heal his mind, Father, Father, because we know that what he's about and what he's doing, what he's trying to do to this land and country, to the United States, God, it's not appropriate or right, Father. Father, put a man in the White House, a woman, a man, or whoever you deem correct to run this country, dear God. Bless them as only you can. Strengthen them as only you can. Keep them, God, to lead our country, to be the best president it is, to change our country, to change our cities, change our governmental structures, God. We ask you just to come all the way through the White House, down through the Senate House, down through the Executive House, all through the government, dear God. Put men in leadership, God, that are after your own heart, that would do the things that you would have them to do, that will read and heed your word, dear God. Father, we need a country ran by you through those men, God. Bless them tonight, God. Bless each Senate seat tonight, God. Bless each congressman tonight, Lord. Bless the land, Father, as these people try to talk about each other and put each other down and cause so much controversy, God. Change their minds. Unharden their hearts, Father. We need you tonight.
God.
We need our government, our country needs you tonight, God. Father, if you don't change it, it won't get changed, Father. If
Amen.
You don't cause us to call us to repentance, Father, we can't repent, God. Get in their minds, get in their souls, get in their hearts, God, that they will repent, Father, and turn from their wicked ways, God. Let them humble themselves, Father, to honor you, God. So that they may see your glory and you get the glory and the victory, Father. Father, you said that the victory has already been won. That Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. And all we have to do is just stand back and work it, God. Do the things that you have told us to do, God. Be the people that you have told us to be, God. And you would heal us, God. You would heal us, Father. Father, we seek you. We seek your face today, God. We stand in the gap. We are standing as intercessors for the United States, for the Congress, for the government, for the foreign countries. Father, and also we come tonight asking you to heal those diseases, God, the Zika virus, all of those other diseases that are carried by mosquitoes, God, that is killing your country, God, killing your land, God. But, Father, look on the crop tonight. Let it be flourished across the land, dear God. Give us plenty, Father, for we need you. We need you. We need you, Father. Help us, dear God. Father, just down to Granny's place, dear God. Oh, God, I offer a special prayer for Granny's place, God. Please help us do what you have us to do.
Yes,
please bless the program that we're trying to put forth, God. Keep giving us the people that we need to work with. Please help us to have the volunteers that we need tonight, dear God. Bless us with more and many volunteers tonight, God. Help us to help our people, God. Help us to help them to see that they don't have to live in the situations that they live in. There's greater for them tonight, God. There's more for them tonight, God. And then, God, help them to understand that they should give you the glory after they come out and help somebody else, Father, because that's what you said, Lord. After you are strengthen your brother, Father. That's what we're trying to do, dear God. We're trying to strengthen your brother, our brother, because we've been strengthened, Lord. We know what you have us to do. We just ask you to help us, God. We just ask you to give us strength tonight, God. Father, I'm asking a special blessing tonight on our board, God. You know each and every one of us on that board tonight, God. You know each and every one of our vision tonight, God. You know what you have set our hands to do. Father, strengthen us to do your work. Strengthen us to further journey.
Yes,
God, I ask you to bless our president, Sister Beverly Beasley, tonight, God. You know all about her, Father. I ask you to bless her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. You gave her a vision, Lord. I know that you'll make the provision, God. Give it to her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Everywhere her feet trod, God, let it be a blessing, God. Everything that she needs tonight, dear God, bless her with it, dear God. Father, heal her finances, dear God. Heal her health, dear God. Heal her physically, dear God. Keep her strong to promote your vision, God. It's not hers. God, it's yours. Father, and you have equipped her with what you need, what she needs to do what you want her to do. Father, let the people, let us see you through her, dear God. Keep us strong, God. Father, I ask your blessing for me tonight, dear God. Keep me strong, Father. Help me to do and go alongside with her, not to run ahead of her, not to try to take over her. But, God, be with me to help her. Help me to help her, God. Put people in my pathway, God, that I can refer to her that will help her, God. Father, and then I ask you for the finances, dear God. Father, bless us with the finances that we need to do your work, God. We need you tonight in every aspect of Granite's Place of Ministries, God. We need you tonight to help us do what you have us to do, God, to bless the people, to make them better, to educate them. Help us want to help them, Father. Help them want to help themselves, God. Give us some people that wants to change. Give us some people that won't help, Father. Father, don't make us feel that we're working in vain, God, so that we won't be weary of well-doing, God. We don't want to give up this fight. We don't want to give up this vision, Father. So you've got to bless us with the people, Father.
Yes,
you've got to give
us
people that want to come, that want to learn, that want to be part of this, the volunteers, the students, the tenants, everybody that we come in contact, Father, help them tonight, God. Give them to us, God, so that we may help them, and then give us the strength to help them too, God. Father, I pray for my mentee, Allison Chambers, God. Keep her tonight, God. Strengthen her and the baby and her son, God. Put your hedge of protection around them, and put your hedge of protection around all of us, God. Keep us as only you can keep, God. Do what you do best, God. Love us unconditionally. And, Father, give us that love that we need to love each other unconditionally, Lord. But I ask you to bless my husband. I ask you to bless Beverly's husband, James, and God, Pastor Terry. I ask you a special blessing for him and a special blessing for Pastor Morgan tonight, dear God. I ask a special blessing tonight for Sister Morgan, dear God. You know all about her. You know what she's going through, Father. Keep her. I ask a special blessing tonight for Pastor Henderson, for Minister Randall, and Minister Carletta Govan, and all the people that we are just connected to, God. Let us all come together as one. And, Father, as we go forth on this weekend trying to plan the conference for you, give us ideas, Father. That it for your glory, that it may come out just the way you want it to come out. Let us be able to bless some people in that effort, dear God, as only you can. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. I ask a special blessing on Mother Hill. I ask a special blessing on my mother tonight. I ask you to keep them. Thank you for them and their longevity, dear God. I just ask a special blessing on my nieces tonight and all of Beverly's nieces and nephews and children. And, Father, everybody, Father, and keep my children tonight and my grandchildren tonight as they travel, Father, in a foreign country, foreign land tonight, God. Protect them as they go to and fro. God, be with everybody that we're contacted with, that we know, and all our family members, dear God, and all those that need you. Bless those who are in a partnership, dear God. Help them, dear God. Bless them, dear God. Keep them, dear God, as only you can. And, Father, thank you. Thank you again. Thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing us to come on Blog Talk Radio and give you praise and give you glory and all of this prayer, dear God. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Jesus
thank
name.
You, dear Father, for everything. Amen. And thank God.
Amen.
Oh, God. Amen. And we will be here tomorrow night. Thursday night, we will have Wanda McKinley, probably at 6 o'clock, and with her show, Domestic Violence, and also we will continue with prayer at 7. So join us again on tomorrow night at 6 to 8, dear God, dear people. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So, Beverly, I'm going to say good night and have a good evening.
Good night.
And we will talk to you a little later. In Jesus'
name. All right.
Bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Good night.
Amen.
Bye-bye.